This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Then we conceded, and I think that did influence our performance. Possession, and we always gave them the option of a free man, so we struggled. Even though we conceded two goals from set pieces, with the exception of that goal that they missed to make it 3-0, so we could have been a bit more switched on. But I think we're extraordinary after the break. We saw exactly what sort of team we are in the second half. We didn't let them breathe. We didn't let them settle. We pressed very well. And unfortunately, within the frenetic nature of the game, we weren't able to make it 2-2. But statistically, we were due a result like this. Can you talk to us about the debutant? Because like the rest of the team, he struggled in the first half. But besides his goal, he chases everyone down. He works hard for every ball. It does feel like he gave the forward line a real boost. He's a young guy, and he's only been with us for 3 or 4 days, so it's not easy. He knows barely anything about us, knows barely anything about Italian and European football, so he does need a little bit of time to get used to us. He's got ability and he's scored a great goal, but he did struggle in that first half because it's not easy to come up against the English defence, and the team didn't really help him much either. However, in the second half, he moved a lot better. He was working. We have belief in him, but it will take him time. What bothers you the most about the opening 45 minutes, leaving aside everything you did well in the second half? No, it's not that something really irritated me in the first half. We conceded two goals that we could have avoided, because we switched off on the first goal. We knew that they were dangerous from set pieces. We prepared for that. We knew we need to be more switched on to avoid conceding from a dead ball situation. But they're a good team with some quality players. So when they start playing football, when they keep possession, when they score a goal, that's when you tend to struggle. But the first half wasn't like the second period, where we actually dominated without them even having a shot on goal. It was a bit more balanced in the first half, and they played better in the opening 45 minutes. Elefante? Maybe this is not the most suitable occasion to talk about tactics, but correct me if I'm wrong, it was a little bit different in the first half. One of those three midfielders actually created a 4-2-3-1 and put forward. Is that right? No, when we were pressing or when we had possession? No, we had a few issues when it came to building out from the back, because we weren't able to keep possession when we hit it into our front line. And when we went to press, Marco Verratti or Nicolò Barella stepped out. And that actually allowed to have a ball into Kane or to get the ball into Phillips. But then we decided to do something different in the second half, and we were better after that. Your better second half performance, was that down to the spirit, or was it the new blood that you threw on with Matteo Politano, Wilfried Nyonto and Sandro Tonali, or was it simply the fact that you mixed things up tactically? No, we did change the game. In the second half, we did mix things up with the guys that were already out there. But when you make a change on the 55-minute, 60-minute mark, of course, with fresh legs, that can help you. But the game changed immediately from the 46th minute onwards. I don't think we afforded them a single shot in the second half. And this is a team that went down to 10 men 10 minutes from time, not after 50 minutes of the game. So I think that's the positive thing. And of course, we are angry to have lost this game. But we have always started things on the right foot. This time it's an uphill battle, but hopefully we can chase things down.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
We won Euro 2020 with your double playmaker keeping possession. Is still valid, or given who came on in the second half, do you think now might be the time to change your footballing philosophy, have a slightly more powerful midfield unit? Because when they close you down, Jorginho and Verratti in there actually struggle as a unit. I think sometimes you need to change things, and occasionally, yeah, you do need to change personnel, and they don't have the same skill set. But our players are still very good players. They're not winding down their careers. Of course, we no longer have another player who has the same skill set as Jorginho. Maybe there are other players that have the ability of Federico Di Marco, and there are a number of players who play like him. But I think we need to be a little bit better. But we were better in the second half than we were in the first half. But you don't necessarily need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You need to give things a lot of thought. But I think England are one of the best teams in the world. Besides Retegui, this was a competitive match, but ultimately it was the same team from 20 months ago. There was nine survivors from that side that won Euro 2020, apart from Pellegrini and Retegui. Why did you go back to that particular system? England had the same team as well. These are not guys that are 36 or 37 years of age. These are players who are 29, 30 years of age. This was a top-level match. This was the start of a European qualifying campaign, but I think it's important to have players who are used to playing in fixtures such as these. These are good players who can still give us plenty. Any other questions? I'd like to start by congratulating him for what he's achieved. He's a fantastic striker because he can do the lot. He scores goals, he gets the team playing, he's good in the air, he scores penalties, can take free kicks. He's a deep striker, so congratulations to him. I hope he can score many goals. This is the first game of Euro 2024 qualifying, and it went badly. Now it's an uphill battle when it comes to trying to qualify for the road to Germany 2024. I think there's still nine games to go. How many games have we still got to play? Nine. Yeah, Italy, England could have ended up in a defeat, just like we won at Wembley, so they could have won here in Naples. There are another three or four teams in the group, and so we've always started well, both when it came to Euro 2020 qualifying and then World Cup qualifying as well. But ultimately the World Cup qualifiers didn't pan out as we would have liked. But now we have started with a few issues. It is an uphill battle, but we've started with a defeat. We need to bounce back, but we're fairly positive about that. Bocci? And then we need to finish up because we've got a flight to Malta. Roberto, what do the wing-backs need to do to help you play better, or the wingers rather? I don't think Berardi tried to beat his opponent in the first half. Do they need to be a bit braver in taking on their players one against one? Domenico Berardi's only just fit again. Maybe he's not 100%, but typically, yeah, the wingers should have been a bit sharper. They should have actually tried to dribble and take on their opponents. That's normally where we can make the difference. So we did struggle a little bit in the first half. And we do need to improve in the final third. Absolutely. Thanks for
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.